This is WLRN News. I'm Kate Stein. In certain circles, people from the Netherlands inevitably get asked about sea level rise. For hundreds of years, the country has had to keep the water out. So when it comes to handling rising seas, the world is looking to the Dutch. Their tools don't work everywhere. In South Florida, water can come up through our porous limestone, so seawalls and dikes aren't super effective. But, says Natalie Olislaher, officials here and there still learn a lot by collaborating.
It's not the first time I'm asked about sea level rise in the Netherlands, and usually I always start by saying, I'm the Consul General of the Netherlands and I was born and raised below sea level. And that really makes a lot of people think, because then they realize, oh, wait a minute, there's a whole country below sea level. It's actually 80%, but it's really almost our whole country. So for us, the issue of rising sea level is not really something new. If it rises 1 or 2 feet or 3 feet, that's not really the issue in the Netherlands. The issue is that we created a country lower than the sea and that we have to keep it safe, that we have to live with the water.
How do sea level rise and water challenges in the Netherlands compare to challenges here?
We had the windmills originally pumping our land dry. We have the canals because the water cannot only be pumped out, you need to also store it. And it was never really an issue to not do anything about that or not have it as part of our policy making. So coming back to South Florida, the main difference is that it's not in the DNA of the people to think about how to safeguard the city. And that's something that for us is very natural. We always, part of the budget is always budget for maintenance. And maintenance means also change. It's not like putting new asphalt on a road. It's also maybe changing the road, elevating it, or change the course or whatever. So that's so much in our DNA. And that's what I find the biggest difference.
The consulate here is very involved with working with South Florida officials on resiliency. Have you entered into a conversation with them about changing the attitude towards sea level rise? And what recommendations have you given?
Somebody once told me that it's better to have two problems than one, because two problems together create a solution. And this is the way we've been trying to talk to people, tell us all your problems in a certain area and then make your protection against the sea level one of the things you want to do, but also address the other problems, because you will get more support if you want to do that investment, if it also serves other needs. For instance, in Rotterdam, when they had to fortify a stretch of a dam, they heard from the people that live there that there were really no shops around and there was nothing to do. And so they decided to build shops in the dam wall, and then the top became a park. They put grass there and people play there. If it's a sunny day, people take picnics there. So they really were listening to the neighborhood, what else, if we start to do something about this piece of infrastructure, what else can we do for the neighborhood? They came up with a parking garage that is put in the dune. This was not in Rotterdam, but in another city.
This is a sand dune then, on the beach?
Wow. Yeah. The dune need to be fortified because it's sand and it had to be replenished all the time. So by building a parking garage in the dune, it was fortified. The ecologist said in the middle of the dune, there's nothing living there, so it's safe to do that. And by having the people that park there paying for their parking, the money, the investment was retrieved. And we got rid of a parking problem, which we had on the beach. So with the experience that we have in the Netherlands, and not only in European Netherlands, but also on Curaçao, Aruba, St. Maarten, we don't only look at it from an engineering point of view, but we really want ecologists there, economists, we want more views, and we want a discussion.
You're wrapping up your time in Miami as the Consul General. 4 years you've been here. What's next?
I'm going to Geneva, Switzerland, because I'm going to work again representing the Kingdom of the Netherlands to a couple of international organizations. I'm sad about leaving Miami, though. I really, really had a very good time. We made a lot of friends, so it's going to be a little bit hard. Muy triste. Nos gusta Miami mucho.
Natalie Olislaher is the outgoing Consul General for the Netherlands in Miami. Her last day is tomorrow. This is WLRN News. I'm Kate Stein.